Kicks and Flips and Studio H are tumbling with excitement as they cheer on Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series. Kicks and Flips and Studio H fall classes will be starting soon. Sign up today at kicksandflipsmh.com. Studio H and Kicks and Flips offer dance and gymnastic classes for kids of all ages. They also have bar and jazzercise classes for adults. Kicks and Flips and Studio H are proud to cheer on Blue Storm as they compete in the Babe Ruth World Series.
You know the signs indicating a stroke or heart attack, but do you know the signs of hearing loss? They may include trouble distinguishing between words that sound alike, offering responses to questions that do not make sense, responding with a smile and nod but no further comment, or turning the head to one side and cupping an ear to hear better. If you notice these symptoms with yourself or a loved one, call Taylor Hearing Centers without delay at 424-4600 for a free hearing screening and hear life to its fullest.
Hi, this is Brandon Barnes of Centennial Bank. We are always proud to support our local sports and want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth World Series. We're here for your banking needs during your stay. We want to wish every team the best of luck. Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Located at 665 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Member FDIC.
Back in McLean Family Park, about ready to get this one underway. Mountain Home and Atlantic Shore. Final game of pool play earlier today. Tri-Valley, California whipped Tallahassee, Florida 14-0. Tri-Valley goes 4-0 in pool play. That was Tallahassee's first loss. Eagle Pass, Texas defeated Belgrade, Montana 4-2. It was Greater Keene, New Hampshire, a 4-1 winner over Bismarck, North Dakota. So Atlantic Shore, the opponent Mountain Home's getting ready to face, has already wrapped up the number one seed from the American Division pool. Tri-Valley, California has the number one seed from the National Division pool. So those teams both get byes to the semifinals on Wednesday. If Mountain Home can either win tonight or lose and give up four or fewer runs, they will be the third-place team out of pool play. They will play at 5:30 tomorrow night against Tallahassee. The other game tomorrow night at 8, Eagle Pass, Texas, playing Greater Keene, New Hampshire. Championship game coming up on Thursday night. Well, we are ready to get this one underway. Reed Ellison getting the start for Mountain Home. And Mark Elliott, the center fielder, bats from the left side, steps in to lead things off. First pitch is high, ball one. This Atlantic Shore team, 14-0 on the season. They didn't have a district tournament because they hosted the regional. Won that, won their state, and then they won the Middle Atlantic regional to get here to the World Series. Called strike. Next pitch is lifted in the air to right field, and Beckham comes in a couple of steps, goes back a couple of steps, and makes the catch for the first out of the ball game. CJ Igrey's at the plate. Igrey's at the plate, and Finnegan will bat next for Atlantic Shore, just missing outside as Reed Ellison with that first pitch. Ball one. This is the sixth trip to a World Series for the program there in Atlantic Shore. Back in 2015, their 14-year-olds won a World Series championship when it was played down in Pine Bluff. Next delivery is inside. It's going to get to the backstop. Ball two to Egre. Finnegan will follow here in this first inning for Atlantic Shore. During their regionals, I mentioned this earlier, they outscored their opponents in the regional tournament 64-5 with 6-0 there in that regional tournament. 3-0 pitch is in for a strike. 3-1. Atlantic Shore, 1,181 miles away from home. They had the fourth. Well, there was three teams had to travel a little farther than they did to get here. Next pitch is in for a strike. It's full count now, 3-2. They're just 9 miles west of Atlantic City. They're about 60 miles southeast of Philadelphia. Town a little smaller than Mountain Home, actually. Population a little over 8,400. Agri fouls that one out of play down the right side. Here comes that payoff pitch again. It's high and inside for ball four. It's a one-out walk.
First baseman number three, Tommy Finnegan.
So Tommy Finnegan, the first baseman, the three-hole hitter, will step in here for Atlantic Shore. Infield pretty well straight up. The center fielder from Mountain Home Stockton playing well over to left center. Allison ready. He'll make a throw to first. Runner dives back in safely. Mountain Home had last night off after that victory Saturday night over Jasper, Indiana. Allison set. The runner's not going. The pitch is a strike. Finnegan took that when Noonan waiting to bat next here for Atlantic Shore. Runner's going. The pitch is hit into shallow left center, and Stockton right there to make the catch. Makes a strong throw back into the infield, and the runner, Egri, is back safely at first. He was off with the pitch and had to hustle back to first with the flyout. So two down, and the cleanup hitter, Matt Noonan, will step to the plate. He's the right fielder. Runner first, two down here for Atlantic Shore in the first inning. Noonan hits this one deep down the left field line, and it's going to be foul. Gave it a ride, but got around early on it. 0-1 now to Noonan. Spina waiting to bat next for Atlantic Shore. Pretty good crowd turned out here tonight. Not as large as we've had the last several Mountain Home games, but a pretty good crowd. Well, the weather couldn't have been any better for this tournament so far. We've been lucky with the rain and with the cool temperatures. 0-1 the count to Noonan. Instead, a throw to first. Egri back in safely. Noonan at the plate, the cleanup hitter. Tall, lanky young man stands close to the plate. Open stance. Runner's going. The pitch is outside. The throw to second. And it goes off the glove of Jordan, the shortstop who was covering. He was trying to drop that tag down pretty quick and didn't make the catch first. And they had a chance at him at second. Looked like the ball may have glanced off and hit the runner. Agri's a little slow to get up. So he has a stolen base. He gets himself into scoring position with two outs. 1-1 the count to Noonan. Atlantic Shore trying to scratch first here in the first inning. Ellison checks the runner. The pitch bounces up there. Good job by Rickman behind the plate to slide and block it and keep it in front of him. 2-1 the count now. Agri, the runner at second base, got on with a one-out walk. Just stole that base to get to second. Here's the 2-1. On the outside corner, strike two. Second game of the tournament, Ellison has started for Mountain Home. He started against Greater Keene on Friday night. Here's the 2-2. It's low, and the count's full now, 3-2. So Ellison ready to work again. Here comes that payoff pitch. The 3-2, the runner's going. The pitch is fouled back out of play. So we'll do it again. Agri was off with the pitch. We'll see if he's going to run again here with two outs. He edges off of second. Allison will come set, spins, and does not throw toward second. Right. Now Ellison set again, ready for that payoff pitch. The runner's going. The ball's hit to the left side. This is deep in the hole, and Jordan's going to knock it down. Here's the runner trying to score. The throw not in time. Atlantic Shore has taken the lead on the infield single by Noonan. Boy, just a slow roller deep in the hole, and Egri able to race all the way around from second. That was the advantage of starting him on the pitch. So Atlantic Shore strikes first with a run here in the second, and Ryan Spina, the third baseman, comes to the plate. On the throw to the plate, Noonan took second. So he's there with two outs. First pitch to Spina is a ball. Ground ball, left side, the shortstop has it. Jordan's throw to first. Nice scoop by Jones at first on the low throw for the out. But Atlantic Shore comes up with a run on a hit, and they leave a runner. We have played half an inning. Atlantic Shore 1, Mountain Home coming up. You're listening to the Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hey, teachers. Back to school is right around the corner. Have you been struggling to hear little Tommy talk in the back of the classroom or Susie ask you a question? Does the principal sound like he has a waste can over his head? Is that the bell I hear ringing? There's no time to waste. Jump on the bus now. Call Taylor Hearing Centers for your free test at 424-4600. Remember, all active and retired Arkansas teachers have up to $2,800 of hearing aid benefits to use every 3 years.
Allison.
Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Ozark, call the Not Not Insurance Agency at 417-581-2866.
We don't just carry our boxes to their destination. We carry your business. We carry your growth, your love of your products, and your service. When you hand your product over to us, we know how important it is to you, so we make it just as important to us. It's as if your entire store is right there in our hands. That's why at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone else in the country. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Storm Baseball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Well, Atlantic Shore scores a run in the first inning. Mountain Home will come to the plate now. It's Will Beckham, the right fielder, leading things off for the Blue Storm. First pitch he sees is high from the lefty, Van Patten. This game means absolutely nothing to Atlantic Shore. They're the one seed regardless of what happens here tonight. Mountain Home to advance to bracket play. There's a pitch taken for a strike, 1-1. Has to either win, or if they lose, they have to give up four or fewer runs. If they give up five or more, then they'll lose the tiebreaker and they'll be eliminated. Here's the next pitch from Patton. Slap left side. Inside the bag, just off the diving third baseman's glove. It's a base hit for Beckham. So Will Beckham leads off the first. Slapping it past that third baseman up the third baseline and has a hit. Brings Reed Ellison to the plate. Ellison getting the start of the mound tonight. He's played shortstop most of the tournament. He's pitched several times. Beckham with good speed at first. The lefty had him scampering back towards the bag. Pitch is high. Van Patten, the pitcher, lifting that front leg pretty well straight up, and it may take Beckham several pitches to get used to that move or that motion. There's a called strike to Ellison, 1-1 now. Patton ready to work again, 1-1 count. Beckham leads from first. He's heading back to the bag, and the pitch is going to be inside to Ellison. This lefty may cause problems for the Mountain Home base runners tonight. Taking them a little while to get used to his delivery. Here comes the 2-1. The runner's going. This is hit into the air into center field. And back it up, making the catch is Elliott. Beckham scurrying back towards first. He is going to be gunned down. What a throw by Elliott in center field. Wow. He throws out Beckham by a good 20 feet at first base. Beckham was got almost a second and retreated when the ball was caught. And man, Elliott threw that thing on a rope to first base to double up Beckham. That was impressive. That was a great throw. So the leadoff single is erased. Two outs now, and Trenton Jordan, the Mountain Home shortstop, comes up. Takes the first pitch. That was close. Ball one. Jordan at the plate, Stockton waiting to bat next. Patton ready to work again. Here's that 1-0. Low and outside for ball two. The 2-0 pitch to Jordan. Inside for ball three. Trent Jordan, 3-0 count. I've had my troubles with Trent's name. I've called him Tom during the broadcast. Typed a story Saturday night and called him Trey. And Jordan asks for time, and he steps out just as Patton started to pitch, and Patton stops, so the umpire says no pitch. 3-0 the count to Trent. Patton ready to work again. Jordan taking, of course, with a 3-0 count, and it's in for a strike, 3-1. Beckham led off the inning with a single and got erased when Ellison flew out to center, and Beckham was stealing on the pitch and got thrown out before he can get back to first. 3-1 is high, and Jordan receives a two-out walk. Something just drives a coach crazy, those two-out walks. Let's see if Mountain Home can make Patton pay. Jordan eases off at first, Stockton at the plate. The pitch is going to get through the catcher's legs and to the backstop. Jordan around second, he will stop there. Count to Stockton. Jordan stands a second after that pass ball. Next pitch is on the inside corner. You could hear a few of the oohs from the Mountain Home fans. They didn't like that. It's 1-1 now to Stockton with Jones waiting to bat next. Let's see if Mountain Home can do something here with two outs like Atlantic Shore did at the top of the inning. This pitch misses just inside, pretty close to where the last pitch was. 2-1 now. Let's see if Stockton can deliver here with two outs in the first inning to tie this one up. Jordan scampers back to the bag as the lefty Patton turns and fakes a throw to second. Two-one the count to Stockton. And that hit him. They're going to say hit the bat. It's going to be strike two, a foul ball. Went up the first baseline. So the count's now 2-2. Tom Jordan, the manager of the Mountain Home team, asking the umpire. Now the umpire is going to talk about this. Looked like he may have hit his hands. they will discuss this. He was not swinging, so if he hit his hand first before the bat, then he'd be standing on first base. They're going to discuss this, and they're going to give him first base. And I would imagine Mike Gill, the manager of Atlantic Shore, may come out and ask for an explanation. And he does. I would, too. He wants to know what's going on. So apparently the umpires have decided to hit his hand. Gill was asking if he was swinging, and umpires are saying no, there was no swing. Now, if he's swinging and hits his hand, that's hands part of the bat there on the swing, but he wasn't. So runners at first and second now for Mountain Home. And Jackson Jones at the plate for the Blue Storm. Let's see if he can come through here with two outs in this first inning. Hits it in the air, popped him up in the infield. The pitcher calls for it. Now the first baseman calling for it. And the first baseman makes the catch as he and the pitcher collide. Finnegan and Patton collide, and Finnegan is able to make the catch, the first baseman. It was an adventure, but they get the out. And Mountain Home strands a couple of runners here in this first inning. So at the end of one, it's Atlantic Shore 1, Mountain Home 0. You're listening to the Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're craving cool summer salads with crisp, fresh veggies, meat, and homemade dressings, or pasta dishes including spaghetti, fettuccine, and lasagna, along with real stone hearth baked pizza loaded with the finest toppings, then House of Pizza is where you belong. House of Pizza is under new ownership, but they still have the same delicious food from appetizers to desserts, as well as ice cold beer and wine. When you're hungry for lunch or dinner, come on over to our house, House of Pizza in Mountain Home, 40 Plaza Way by Walmart.